Okay. I just want to thank all the guys who gave such positive feedback. Continuing the schmooze throughout the summer, many of you sent me emails. Many of you spoke to me in yeshiva about how excited you were that the schmooze was continuing. I will admit it's a little bit interesting and awkward to sit here in the base medrash. Actually, upstairs from the base medrash in the women's section, giving a schmooze to myself, but it's always good to give a schmooze to oneself, and hopefully you'll listen as well. In this week's parasha, Parasha Shlach, we'll learn about the Chet Meraglim, which at first glance seems like these very chashuva men dropped the ball tremendously by speaking badly about Eretz Yisrael. But a person has to look, we have to look a little bit further into what exactly happened over here. We know it's a shlach lecha, right? That lecha means l'da'atcha, as Rashi explains. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu is maskim, right? That we should send Meraglim into Eretz Yisrael. So we had a Kodesh Baruch Hu's bracha and approval. We also know that the Meraglim, the people that we sent, that Moshe Rabbeinu sent, were Kul Alma Anashim. Rashi says, they were kosher people. Rashi Bnei Yisrael, Hema, Kol Nisibahem. These were the leaders of Klal Yisrael. These weren't the slouches. They weren't the slouches of Klal Yisrael. They were the leaders. These are people. Not only are they leaders, but they themselves went through Kriyas Yamsuf. And we know what Chazal tell us in the Mechilta. Rasa Shivcha Al Yamash Lo Ro'i Yecheskel Ben Buzi. They saw Ma'amir Har Sinai. And we know what happened to Ma'amir Har Sinai. And they had such a she'ifa, they had such a desire to get close to the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to get too close to the mountain, as it says in the Pasuk, Yigbaltes Ha'am. They wanted to get as Rashi says in Pasuk in Shmos Pasuk Tes Ritzoneinu Liros Es Malkeinu. They wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to get as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as possible. So we're talking about a job, a mission that was had a haskama, had permission, had the yeshur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're talking about people that were very, very choshev. The Messias Hasharim in Parakeet Aleph explains why was it that they stumbled, why was it that they fell in this Avera. Messias Hasharim explains, based on the Zohar, that they knew that when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they would no longer be Nesiyim. They were only fit to be Nesiyim, the highest, the leaders of the Klal Yisrael, Dafka in the Midbar. But when they got to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, as we know, is Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the air of Eretz Yisrael makes one smarter. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Shechina is more sure in Eretz Yisrael. They knew that they wouldn't be the leaders then. They wouldn't be fit to be the Nesiyim anymore. So because of that negiyah, because of that bias, they knew that their tenure as the leaders of Bnei Yisrael would expire. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael so fast. They didn't want to lose that. They didn't want to lose that job. Now, when you think about such an explanation, it's so hard to imagine that this is the reason why they messed up. Because they wanted to remain leaders of Bnei Yisrael, they knew that coming into Eretz Yisrael would be detrimental to their popularity, detrimental to their power and to their prestige. It's just so mind-boggling that this type of bias, that they're not going to be considered so chashev, that caused them to speak Lashon Hara Mamish about Eretz Yisrael, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. It seems so impossible that bias, negiyah, could really bring a person to be so blinded. So, this is based on a Moser Shmuz from Rav Shach, and it's found in Sefer Machsheves Moser. Rav Shach goes on to explain that the pshat is that Be'etzem, when they heard the Kodesh Baruch Hu was masking to send them, that sort of opened up the option that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily require them to conquer Eretz Yisrael, right? If there's a haskama from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that means that there's another tzad, there's another side, there's another angle. Maybe now, maybe a different time, right? And that's why once you open up that tiny, tiny possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it, and there's a possibility not to go in, right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them analyze Eretz Yisrael from a conquering standpoint, from coming into Eretz Yisrael standpoint, it's possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking that they shouldn't go in. From that tiny possibility, they became completely, completely blinded. But even so, even if there's a possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them not go into Eretz Yisrael, how could it be that such choshev of people could veer so far away from their emunah and the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Reb Shach basically explains, it boils down to one issue. The issue is that when a person is biased and he's so blind, he doesn't think properly. He just can't think. He can't think straight. He forgets what his whole tachlis is. He forgets what's important. He forgets what he was supposed to do. As great as their emunah is, these people were not being morib malchus. They weren't rebelling against Kadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't that kind of person. They wanted to do Ratzon Hashem. But what happened was, once they saw there was a possibility that Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't making them go into Eretz Yisrael, so it opened their minds up to be able to ignore the tzivui of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Reb Shach goes on to explain that a similar episode happened by Shaul HaMelech. We know that Shaul HaMelech was commanded, Lech v'hikisa, it's Amalek, Echranto is called Asher Lo, destroy Amalek completely, don't leave anything over. And then we know, Shmuel comes over to him and says, hey, what's this stone, what's the sheep I hear in my ear? What's going on over here? And Shaul says, what do you mean? I thought that it was the nicest thing. I saved the best animals to bring Korban to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It sounds so altruistic. It sounds so lishma. But yet, Shmuel says, what do you mean? You knew the tzivui of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The tzivui of Kodesh Baruch Hu was to obliterate all of Amalek, not to leave anybody over. So, before I should explain, that what happened was that Shaul had, somewhat of a subconscious taiva for the mammon. He wanted, of course he was going to bring korbanos. Of course he wanted to do it sort of, somewhat lishma, but what was really behind it was his chemdas mammon. Was the fact that he wanted these fatty and precious animals. Now, the question is that how could it be that, and what's really, what it really boils down to is that if he had any analysis or any deep thinking about what was transpiring, he would realize, hold on a second, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to obliterate them, that should be the Korban. That should be how I serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the way I perform Avodas Hashem properly, right? To think that I'm going to veer away from that tzivui and not destroy all of Amalek, and I'll save some of the animals, and I'll bring that as a korban. If he would have analyzed, if he would have thought about what was happening, there is no way in the world he would have said, "Hey, let's leave over these animals to bring korban to Hashem." What do you mean? The greatest korban to Hashem is all of Amalek. That's what he should have done, but he didn't do that. Again, what do you see? That it can't be logically and completely consciously, he said, "Hey, I need a few extra animals." He was the melech. He was the melech. He was the king. He had plenty of money. He didn't need extra money. But the pshat was he didn't make a cheshbon. He didn't think. He didn't think analytically. He didn't think deeply about what was going on. And the same thing can be same thing can be said about the nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. What were the nisyonos? What were the 10 nisyonos of Avraham Avinu? What were they? Let's focus on that Keres Yitzchak for a moment. We know that Avraham Avinu, he was the first monotheist in the world. He believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Hey, listen, go shecht your son Yitzchak." So of course he's going to do it. What's the shaila? The question, the issue is like this. The issue is that maybe he's going to rationalize. Maybe he's not going to think deeply. He's going to say, "Hey, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me on the one hand, Zaracha Tenetz Aretz, I'm going to give you kids, and he told him Ki Yitzchak Yikar LeChazara." And Yitzchak is going to be, he's going to be the one who's going to be called through your generations. He's going to be considered, you're going to pass the baton on to Yitzchak. So he could have easily said, you know what? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that, even though he's telling me to bring him to the Ola, to bring him as an Akeda, so he must mean something else. He must mean something else. Because it can't be, if he would have looked at it in that perspective, he could have perhaps been lured to shy away from the kiyum, the fulfillment of the tzivui of Akedas Yitzchak. Right? For example, I saw, based on the Maral Diskin, Maral Diskin says that the nevuah was not Be'as Paklaria, which means it wasn't so clear. So the Satan was trying to convince Avraham Avinu, hey, it's not so clear. You don't know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. It can't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to Shechtim. It can't be. Can't be. It's impossible. Because his negias, he's biased. Can't be that I have to kill Yitzchak. It must be something else. But what do you mean? If he's thinking clearly and analytically and deeply, so then he understands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to Shechtim. That's it. He's in charge. He's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's telling me what to do. So again, you see a third example of where if Avraham Avinu wouldn't have thought clearly and analytically and deeply, he could have perhaps been fooled and said, you know what? It can't be that I have to kill Yitzchak. It can't be. And he wouldn't have killed him. And Shaul, what did Shaul do? He didn't think. He didn't focus, oh my gosh, stop for a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to kill all of Amalek, to obliterate all of the booty. Of course I'm not going to save anybody over. And same thing with the Meraglim. The Meraglim should have said, hey, this is Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us we're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. What is the Shaila? What is going on here? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go and conquer, it wasn't ideal, it wasn't the Chachila to send a Meraglim, but after even though we're sending a Meraglim, there's no option that Eretz Yisrael is going to be inconquerable or not fit for us. So again, you see a tremendous lesson. As we go through life, so many things that we see, we think we need, we convince ourselves that this is what's important, and we become blinded of what the real Ratzon Hashem is. What the real Ratzon Hashem is. You look around the world, and you see that externals are important, you see that materialism is important, you see all these things, all these different focuses, and then we go ahead and we focus on those things. We try to achieve those feats, but we forget very often. If we think a little bit more deeply, we should. Bottom line: is this Ratzon Hashem or not? Is this what an Eved Hashem would do? Is this what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from me? I'll just give you a small example, and hopefully maybe some more. For example, last night when I was about to start preparing the shmooze, and I was learning some Gemara, I was waiting for my chavrusa to show up. 9 o'clock last night, 9:15. I call my chavrusa, he says, not coming. So I said, you know what, I have plenty of things to do at home, plenty of things to do to help out. I should just go home, help out. It's a nice thing to do. And now that my chavrusa is not coming, come early. Why should I stay for another hour till 10:15 tomorrow to learn? And I said, before I even learned this shmooze, I said, what's the point? The point is, the most important thing to do right now is to learn. Who cares that my chavrusa is not here? Sit and learn. Finished. Well, you're right. It happens to be at a busy day today, Friday, because I didn't do a lot of things I could have done last night. Instead, I learned that extra hour. But what do you mean? My chavrusa canceled. I don't have to stay. I don't have to learn. I can go home and do errands. But the pshat is that same yisod. If I wouldn't have thought deeply, if I would have just said, oh, he's not. My chavrusa is not coming. I'm leaving. Okay, then I wouldn't have thought that I was making a mistake. I would have just not thought about the alternative. And I think now that we're going into the summer, we're going to Ben Ezmanim, I think if a person wants to survive and thrive in the summer, a person has to think deeply. Why am I talking to this person? Is it good for me? Why am I talking like this? Why am I saying Lashon Hara about him? Why am I making fun of him? Is it really the right thing to do, or am I doing it for attention or popularity? Why am I sitting down and watching whatever I'm watching? Because it's going to help me in my avodas Hashem. This is what I need to relax. You can't relax in any other way. Each one of us can imagine all the different yitzhak horror that we have, in the summertime, because summertime is just stam, the summer's time, and also because a lot of us don't necessarily have the same structured schedules that we have usually. But what a person needs to do is a person has to ask himself, whatever he's doing, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Analyze and think deeply, why am I doing this? Is it the right thing or the wrong thing? Is this going to bring me closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu or not? Is it going to give me schusim in this world and the next world or not? So Mirat Hashem, a person does not follow in the footsteps of the Meraglim, who are blinded by their bias, that they didn't want to be losers, they didn't want to lose their leadership role in Klal Yisrael, and therefore they started saying Lashon Hara about Kadosh Baruch Hu's land. Kadosh Baruch Hu just took them out of Mitzrayim, but just gave them the Torah, which is unfathomable, because they were biased and they were blinded by that negiah. We too should not follow. We should not follow in their footsteps. We should understand and think deeply about all the things that confront us, and how to best serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu throughout the summer and throughout our lives. Have a good Shabbos.